Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Orrin Stainbrook, and we are going to be talking about his candidacy for State Senate. So, Orrin, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yeah, thank you, Aiden.
So, you know, you're running as an independent candidate, so let's talk first. What inspired you to run for this position?
Yeah, well, I've lived in Utah most of my life, and I've seen how the issues affecting our communities, like housing costs, declining public health, and a lack of job opportunities that pay a living wage, have become more challenging over time. Living in a small rural community for the past 5 years, where I've been working to develop a community center, I've seen firsthand the struggles of working families and the frustrations of younger adults who are, you know, working hard to try to gain an economic foothold by becoming homeowners, and many of them, I think, wanting to start families, but feeling so financially strapped that they feel they can't. And then also older adults who are retired that are living on fixed incomes, oftentimes with, you know, limited mobility or health issues. So I'm running to bring new ideas and energy, a fresh perspective, and a nonpartisan, independent voice to the state Senate, one that prioritizes regular working people over special interest groups and focuses on real, meaningful solutions.
And then let's talk about some of the key emphasis points of your campaign and why they're important to you. And let's start first with housing and community development.
Yeah, so I think that people having stable, secure housing and the opportunity to become homeowners is just really essential to building strong, safe communities. But with rent prices soaring and home ownership becoming inaccessible for many, you know, the middle class is being hollowed out. So I want to help create policies that protect tenants from excessive rent increases, make home ownership accessible again, and promote real estate development practices that are based on the needs of existing communities rather than just the profits of corporate developers.
And then another one of those key emphasis points for your campaign is jobs and industry. Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, I think Southeast Utah is really fertile ground for a range of industries and educational and economic opportunities. I think having that diversity is part of what makes us resilient to change, like what's coming fast with new AI technologies. So I want to help bring a wider variety of high-quality jobs to rural areas and also promote entrepreneurship so our children don't necessarily have to leave home to find the opportunities they want. I mean, Southeast Utah has always been a leader in energy and manufacturing, and I want to see us continue to excel there and help meet the state's rapidly growing energy demands with the most affordable, reliable, and clean energy possible.
And then the final one of those talking points that I really want to emphasize is substance use and mental health. Can you explain why that is important to you?
Totally. Thank you for asking about this. Yeah, substance use and mental health challenges obviously can go hand in hand for a lot of folks. And we've been particularly hard hit by the opioid and suicide epidemics where we live. So I want to see expanded access to mental health services and programs that focus on prevention, treatment, and recovery at every stage. But I also would like to work to address some of the root causes of these issues, such as economic despair and social isolation. I honestly believe that developing our communities in such a way that regular physical activity and social interaction is built into the design would do a lot to improve public health and curb substance use and addiction.
And then let's talk about your experience just in general. Let's talk, how does your experience in life and in work, how would you feel that would benefit you in if you are to be elected?
Well, my background in architecture, real estate, and community development has given me hands-on experience in preserving historic buildings, revitalizing neighborhoods, and creating public spaces that support healthy, vibrant communities. Running small businesses has taught me how to get the job done on a fixed budget, balancing efficiency with quality. My experience in local government advisory boards and working with our local elected officials has given me experience in navigating bureaucracy and collaborating with people that have different political ideologies. So I've come to see firsthand how important it is to have leaders who listen and respond to the needs of their constituents and do the work of public administration in a way that is transparent and maximizes accountability. So, you know, I've had a wide range of experiences. That's why I've always identified as a jack of all trades. And I think that my diverse resume will be really valuable to working in our legislature.
And then running as an independent candidate, what challenges have you faced and how have you overcome them? And then also, how would you feel this would benefit you in the state Senate if you are elected?
Yeah, so I've always been just a common sense moderate that avoids extremist thinking. And I tend to see balance and compromise as the most productive way forward. I felt called to step up and run for office this year to, in part, just push back against the toxic political division that has been creating a huge rift in our country for years. Running as an independent definitely has its challenges, like gaining visibility in a district where voters are used to seeing the same two predictable party options on their ballots, and sometimes having no choice at all in uncontested elections. And gaining visibility is especially challenging when running against an incumbent that has been in office for 16 years. But I've also seen my being independent as an opportunity to connect directly with people who feel underserved or ignored by the current system. You know, throughout my career, I've always focused on grassroots efforts. And in order to get on the ballot as an independent, I had to spend weeks going door to door in the dead of winter collecting signatures and meeting voters face to face, listening to their concerns. And then, you know, from the very beginning, I committed to not accepting any money from political parties, PACs, or special interest groups. And that was so that I can be held accountable to the people and only the people. I'm willing to bet that a majority of voters out there will want to support an independent who can maintain that kind of autonomy and be unaffected by greed and the corruption that has undermined so much of our political discourse. So I can promise you that if I'm elected, I won't be beholden to any party's agenda, and that will put me in a unique position to build bridges across the aisle while focusing on the best interests of the people in our district.
Now, Oren, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, just that, you know, I've traveled quite a bit and lived in a number of other places, and I honestly think Utah is just hands down the greatest place in the world, and that's why I choose to live here. But we're obviously facing some serious challenges that I think require creative thinking and an innovative approach. So regardless of the outcome of this election, I want everybody to know I'm here to stay and will continue to serve and advocate for you however I can, whether in government, business, or community. I want us all to stay positive, optimistic, and collaborate to create a future where we can all thrive together. The last thing I'll say is if you want to learn more about me or support my candidacy, visit orinforutah.com or follow me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is just Orin Stainbrook. That's all. Thank you so much for giving me the time to talk, Aiden, and thank you all out there for listening. Be well, everybody.
Well, Orin, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Orin Stainbrook, candidate for Utah State Senate. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.